Sanctify us through thy truth, for thy word is truth. As you listen to God's word today, may the true reflection of his word transform your whole being. This is an acaso, the compelling power of the Holy Spirit, with Apostle Epha Emmanuel. Remain blessed.
Assume that it is because of his level of righteousness that he was quickened. But scripture said, no man was found in heaven. Then they say neither on earth, nor what? Beneath the earth. So they checked Hades too. They assessed them in the realm of the dead. And they found out that even the men in Hades, people like Moses. Moses is up. The Bible says no man knew where God buried Moses. Right? Guys, let's talk now. Why am I asserting that Moses did not go through death as we know it? Moses also joined in the league of people like Enoch, Elijah, that were quickened. And I'll prove my point. You will remember that in the transfiguration, it's only mortal loyalists that still had their mortal bodies that came to speak with Jesus with mortal bodies. And the disciples of Jesus saw the men that appeared to Jesus. Who and who? Elijah and Moses. If Moses was in Hades, the dead does not minister to the living. It's a code in the spirit. Jesus himself says the dead has no business with the living. If Moses was in Hades, he would not be part of the transfiguration. It means he was numbered among those who did not taste death, because the account of scripture was that no man knew where God buried Moses. It was the finger of God that took him by himself. Now, you would agree with me that when they said they checked heaven, checked earth. When they say they check earth, they check all the current men of God, everybody who is currently moving in one dimension. There were those who were claiming them that they are walking in alignment. And when they checked, they were not worthy. Then they checked the realms of them in Hades. They were still not worthy. And then the Apostle John began to cry. He was weeping because he says we are doomed. Because no man was found worthy. Then an elder, I believe a throned elder, approached him and tapped him while he was still weeping. And he says, weep not. Why? Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. I think that was probably verse 6. Verse 7, John says, and I lifted up my eyes to see. Elder, say John, look at the Lion of the tribe of Judah. John raised his head to look at a lion. And he says, behold, I saw a lamb. The sight capacity of an elder is different from how children see. You see, it is the African proverb that says, what an elder can see sitting down. If you climb an iroko tree, you can't see it. There's government there. So they were seeing a lion. There is government, his kingdom that is there. They were relating with a lion. But the helpless mortal, when he looked, he saw a lamb. It meant that you cannot see a lion until the lamb has been revealed to you. The gospel of salvation will give you a relationship with Jesus before you can come into government. You cannot be subscripted into this army until you have been tested that your loyalty belongs to the banner of our King. And so a strange man cannot be enlisted in this army, because it will be from you that the enemy will gain grounds on our camp. A man, a double-minded man, the Bible says is like the waves tossed to and fro. Such a person should not expect anything valuable from the Lord. Let's continue. Revelation 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and I knocked. He knocked. You opened the door, quite sure. Now you are very excited. You are happy that you are born again. And you threaten sinners everywhere you go. And say, well, what was your name? The person tells you. Then you now said, check the front page of my Bible. I know some of you wrote the date you gave your life to Christ on your Bible, because you wanted to continue to make reference to it, because you are an elder by that date. So some people, you tell them before they born you, we don't start this thing. So you now say, how old are you? The person said, let's say the person says I'm 20. Then you now laugh first. He said, I was preaching this gospel. Check the first page of my Bible. And I shared that story with us, right? We went for evangelism. We went for evangelism and found out I stumbled upon a strange case. I wanted to preach to a man. He could have just eased me the stress by saying, my son, I'm born again. Now, this is why zeal without knowledge is very, very wrong. You will suffer. Now, I used to think that preaching is for you to just carry your Bible and go out and declare God to the people. It was that time, the lesson I learned, I had to pick it from Lamentations. And the lesson I learned was that there's no man that comes to the Father except the Father draws them near. And when does the Father actually draw people near? So Jesus told the people who intended to go for field work, he says, pray ye the Lord of the harvest first. You win souls on your knees before you go out to meet them. Your prayer makes their heart ready. Then you go and utter just one word, and it's like you light fire on a dry grass. Or you can go without your prerequisite requirement and go and argue with sinners. I told us of a drunk. I said, oh God, this thing you are drinking, you know, pure. Because we need to use their language most of the time. The man said, I said, this thing, it will lead you to hell. The man said, if I go hellfire, I will use peace quencher. So when I heard that philosophy, it occurred to me that I didn't support this evangelism with prayer. Because he was not supposed to respond that way to the gospel. It was the same gospel that people heard, and they say, what shall we do to be saved? Why is my own response that people are giving me is that they will quench hellfire with their peace? Something is wrong. God do help us. Behold, I stand at the door and I knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in. Many of us, this I will come in. This is the stage you have come to. You are at I will come in. And Jesus has entered. The first thing he said he will do. This is my point I'm dwelling. Please pay attention. If you have your Bible, look at what Jesus said there. He says, and I will sup with him. Or eat with him, right? If you're hearing me, say amen.
Amen.
What does it mean? You see, you would have expected. Okay, let me put it all first, then I'll go back and explain it. He says, I will eat with him. He didn't stop there. Then he says, and he with me. Did you see that part in the scripture? Jesus came into a club girl's heart. A party girl received Christ, and all she has is still miniskirt. That you received Jesus, your wardrobe did not change, believe me. I hope you know that, right? That you received Jesus, you still have all those your chains. Those fat trousers you wear. No. Somebody is hearing something else. I'm not talking about dressing style as righteousness. Your dressing style does not reflect righteousness in the immortal realm. But I'm trying to say the appetites of your old life, your choice, your interest did not just vanish. So the first thing Jesus did, he says, I will eat with him. What does it mean to eat with you? I will accept whatever you offer me as I came. I am the one that entered your house as a stranger. You welcome me with anything you give. I will not reject it. A lot of hypocrites are standing and saying, how can this party with this kind of skirt, how can you say the Holy Ghost is in her? Jesus says, I will eat with him. Whatever you offer me, I will first eat. But it won't stop there. A time will come, I will be the one now to give you something that you too will eat. So the idea is, I will eat with him and him with me. I will eat with him, then him will eat with me. Many of us, you are very comfortable in the place where I will sup with him. You love the gospel of grace. You say, you know, someone, you get up from the bed of fornication. Then you now, as you got up, one weakness hit you. You don't even have fear of God. The next thing that came out of your mouth is a tongue. A lady shared something with me, a very respected man of God in Zaria. She went for counseling. Counseling session was ongoing. So he said, close your eyes, let's pray. And as she closed her eyes in innocence, he sealed his lips on her lips and kissed her momentarily. And then she struggled. And then as soon as they broke from that ties of the immoral spirit, then he says, rakatakatakata, what just happened here? Stand up, let's pray. Now, you see, even if you use tongue at the end of your immoral act, it does not change that you just fell. And most times, we use this spirituality to cover for our inefficiency. Oga, no matter how many people call you man of God, deal with that struggle. Very soon, the same number of people that are hailing you, there will be those who will say, Kai, never knew this how you be. That character deficit, it can cost you your crown. And Satan needs the world to know you first before he exposes the iniquity that is hidden in the secret chambers of your heart. Because he needs your fall to be clear to many. Your fall will become the source of discouragement to even those who are starting the journey. So they'll say, if a person who got to this place now fell, there's no need now. There are partnerships in darkness, in the ranks of the dark immortals. Demons can cooperate with themselves to make you feel like you are still in alignment. They know that you just compromise, yet they scream every time you raise a song. When they are screaming, something is telling you that it's as though the spirit is still. They are setting you up. Demons can cooperate till they draw you to a pit. Demons were shouting, fire, fire! And the foolish man did not know that they are called spirits of lies. They don't have the capacity to speak truth. If a demon says anything that is true, then there's a problem. Fire. Then the man of God said, put a mic on that person's mouth, because he needs the whole congregation to hear a demon is shouting fire. Then he says, where are you seeing the fire? Then the demon said, in your eyes. Then the man said, you think we are joking here? And the people who validated you was from the rank of darkness. Our report cards is not marked by darkness. If it's darkness that is hailing you, there is a problem. God will help us.
Amen.
I will eat with him. Don't get comfortable with him just eating with you. That's the gospel of salvation. The place where Jesus accepts you the way you are. Accepts anything you present. He eats it. But it does not end there. He says, and he will eat with me. Me too, I brought something I can set at the table. And when you partake, you see, there are meals that children don't eat. When you partake of that, it bets in you certain realities. And the truth of the matter is, for many of us, we have not started eating with him. He has eaten with you. He has accepted you the way you are. Look at when you received the Holy Ghost. Did you do anything supernatural to get that? He accepted you the way you are. But the journey never ends there. It goes from, I will eat with him, to, and he will eat with me. I feel a call in my spirit for some individuals right now. You are going to pledge an allegiance very quickly and say, Lord, I have run this race on my terms, but today I deny myself and I take up the cross. I will follow the instructions of my King. You are about to start the journey of the kingdom, the gospel of the kingdom. It puts weight upon you. It is the gospel of the kingdom that begins to change from that I just gave my life to Christ, that petting, they begin to give you responsibilities. They begin to show you somebody to pray for. You were not seeing those kind of visions before. You closed your eyes some years back and all you saw was about there are thrones. Some people were calling you to come and sit on one very nice chair. You woke up feeling very nice and saying there's an anointing. There are realms I'm entering. But another time will come when they will not show you those kind of things. They'll just show you an obituary on a pole wire on your street. And people gathered crying there. And they are waiting to see what you will respond to that. Because they begin to give you the challenges of nations. They bring it to you and say, handle this one. Because in that rank, you are now operating in the kingdom. Not the gospel of salvation. It's not a petting thing again. It's now the agenda of you taking responsibility. Apostle Paul says, when I was a child, I thought like a child. He says, but now I put these childish things away. The gospel of the kingdom. And he will eat with me. Do you have the capacity? And by capacity, I mean hunger. Can you eat with him? Man, you don't eat with him just because there is hunger that quickens you. The Bible says, quicken us and we'll call upon your name. You would want to raise a lamentation right now and say, Lord, all the days and the years I have played this thing by my will, by my terms and conditions. Today I submit. May I begin to eat from your own supper. the things that give you your own burden. Put that burden in my heart. What does it mean to eat? Is to share in a burden. I shared in your own burden. I gave you marriage. You were a person who is hungry for promotion. I promoted you. But I will not just end in eating with you. You will eat with me too. Share in his burden. What are the things that keep the immortals awake? What are the things that keep them hungry? What are the matters of immortal value? And he will eat with me. He will eat with me. What are the matters that carry weight in the immortal realm? And he will eat with me. You would want to pray that prayer. Lord, I masturbated and you still accepted me like that. I fornicated, you still accepted me like that. I was in iniquity, in lies, you still accepted me like that. Today I submit to governments, to governments, to governments, to government. A throne calls you. A throne summons your name. I submit to government. It's not enough that you accepted me. Today I align with a higher order of purity. Listen, addictions will run from you. You came under government. You came under government. Struggles will vanish. Besetting sin will check out because government was involved. One more prayer point. Has God helped us today? Listen, listen. Liquid, water, ice, and vapor. All is still water. Ice is solid. The liquid water is liquid. Vapor is gish, is gaseous, is gas. They are in different state of existence, but it's the same material. Can somebody hear me?
Yes, sir.
What differentiates them is their energy level. The energy level the molecule of gas has is so high that each of the molecules is excited enough to be at liberty So the reason why it's gas is that every single molecule in that substance has activation energy. But take away heat from that water and watch how it goes from gas coming down gradually, dying and becoming water. Subject more cold conditions to it and it becomes ice. Somebody has not gotten my illustration. It was okay that you started as version 1.0, but even apps can upgrade.
Yes, sir.
This version of you is not the version God thought will shake the nations.
Yes, sir.
We are all designed to be great, but we were not born great. You grow into greatness.
Yes, sir.
God intends that you shed a version of you, like a snake shed its body, and enter another version. And it takes dealings in the spirit to go from that little boy of yesterday, the one witches and wizards were pressing in the night, to the one that just because you packed into a territory, the molestation of darkness can cease. That's the testimony of people like Lester Sumrall. The testimony was, my son Lester Sumrall is in town. His presence in that city took away the whole canopy of darkness. Today, God is calling you to share this current version you are comfortable with. Of course, men are clapping for you already. Don't follow the accolades of men. They will make you retire untimely.
Yes, sir.
So today you are going to say, Lord, although they are calling me a big boy, although they are hailing me, calling me their father, some people call me father, some people call me man of God, Lord, I will always be a boy in your presence.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's a posture you enter.
Yes.
That posture consistently deprives pride of gaining ascendance on you. And today is just this one call. Lord, what I currently have is not enough to go to the nations with. Lord, what is currently on my life is not sharp enough. It's not sharp to pierce some regions yet. Lord, please still keep me and prune me and sharp me. Keep me and evolve this nature. Give me another version of excellence. Sharpen me. Thou art my battle axe. Thou art my battle axe, says the Lord. My weapons of war. Through you I will subdue nations. Are you praying now? Are you praying, somebody? Lord, a greater version. A more excellent version. This is not all that there is to my destiny. I am more than this. I am better than this. I am not a local champion. There is more to my destiny. Nations has not heard me yet. There is more. Higher. 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 Hello. Parete seleata. Iluam beraketo bayaka. Shapara kete pelwa. Rokoto pekete kete. Sheliaka paratela. Mambento proko sokoto. Lastly, before we go, believe me, meetings like this can change your life forever. What I brought today was not words. I came to communicate a burden in my spirit and share a measure of my hunger with you. It is on the strength of that I know that your struggle, that any secret struggle, it can disappear because the words that I speak, they are spirits. Spirits travel with my words. The vehicle of spirits are words. They move through words. And you decree a thing, it shall be established. Why? Because a spirit performed it. It's words the spirit traveled with and went to carry out what those words was describing. Our last prayer point. It's just one prayer, very simple. Lord, this version is too popular. Many people can replicate this thing. Upgrade me. To see your glory and your power like I have seen in the sanctuary. Upgrade me. Upgrade me. Pharaoh will not listen to you with this level of content. You must be able to surpass the magicians of Pharaoh, the powers of Janis and Jambres. You must come with more. Your rod must be able to swallow the rods of the magicians. Egypt has results too. You must come with your own results. Hello, Saleketebela. Aye, Koma. Shapakare Keseleva. Zili Kapate Londia. Setete Sekete. Upgrade me. Hallelujah. I think it was Nathaniel. Came around and heard Jesus describing where he was before he came. Say you were under a tree. And when he showed up, he says, surely you are the Messiah. And Jesus was marveled. Just because of word of knowledge, you are calling me the Messiah. Then he says, wait until you see the heavens open and angels ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Then you will call me the Messiah truly. Jesus was saying, are you freaked by this version of me? Wait until I enter my transfigurated version.
Yes,
the version that it took immortals to come near you to communicate their essence and live a reality with you. And he says, when you see the heavens open, do you know what it means for angels to be ascending and descending upon a human being? He becomes a living portal. Every place he's going, angels were ascending and descending. So the one prayer is, Lord, I'm a boy. Everything they call me is a lie. I have not arrived yet. Upgrade this boy. Upgrade me. There are more deeper places in the spirit. There are deeper pedestals.
Oh,
are ranks of angels that currently traverse the earth that has never entered the earth before. The need for them because of the end time agenda. Some of you angels must partner with you for your feet to arrive your destination successfully. There are heinous creatures in darkness that have vowed that you will not see the coast of Zion. And it will take angelic partnerships to make sure that even the day you decided to fall, there's a difference between the temptation to sin and the opportunity to sin. Sometimes your heart has fallen, but God will not give you the opportunity to sin against him. Have you ever decided to commit a sin and God did not let the conditions align for you? He says, and lead us not into temptation, but if temptation must come, deliver us from the evil. That you have decided by yourself, let me just give in to this immoral pressure. Some of you, you are hailing yourself that you are a virgin. I stopped giving myself that accolade because some of us, the only reason why we are still virgins is because we didn't get the opportunity. God did not give you the chance to sin. Your heart fell many times. The things you search by your phone is a sign of the posture of your heart. That if the conditions were right, you would deny your king. And many times he didn't give you the chance to fall. So even when you set the conditions right, God will bring one spiritual brother to come and visit you. The guy will just sit down in the room. He refused to leave that day. Before you know, he start talking about hellfire. You brought the lady to your room. You are trying to put a romantic sound in the background to ease your immoral expression. Then it was Kumuyi that came on online. As you're just clicking the station, Kumuyi just say, repent or die. And then the feeling begins to diffuse. There are many, many motives, many forms of expressions that is just in our hearts. And God will help us.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you. We give you all the glory. Thank you for that which you have done. Thank you for strength that has been ministered to your people. Lord, we pray that we will go back and confront every giant that once defeated us and brought us to an unexpected end. We pray that you grant us victory today over every struggle so that the giants will finally be vanquished from our lands. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Trust you've been blessed by this message. To know more about us, you can follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/AnakazoMissionInternational.ami. You can also follow us on Twitter at @Anakazo_AMI. Connect with us on Instagram at @Anakazo_AMI. For more of our messages, please visit www.forshared.com. God bless you.